episode 631, It's Okay to Feel Overwhelmed.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, sweet sisters. I am so glad you are here. You are making time for you. It is Sweet Spirit Sunday. It's a time of reflection, a time just to come in and understand maybe where you are right now in your journey. I know for me, in the hustle and bustle of life and hurried scurriedness and everybody else telling me what I need to do and where I need to be and, you know, appointments after appointments. And I'm like, really? Isn't there just time to stop? And we don't take time to stop. We keep going and going and going. And usually what we end up sacrificing is what? Ourselves, our health. We sacrifice our emotions. Sometimes we even sacrifice our own dreams and passion. I don't want that for you because you were created on purpose for a purpose. And with life, when it gets crazy, it's okay to feel overwhelmed. Has anyone ever told you that? Has anyone ever actually come up to you and said, it's okay to feel overwhelmed? If so, you probably haven't heard it very often. In fact, I know sometimes it's much easier to put up a front and act like everything's okay. But really, who does that? Who does that really help? Do you feel like Superwoman when you act like nothing's wrong? Do you feel stronger and think everything will work itself out if you don't acknowledge what's really happening? Why do we play these mind games with ourselves? We only dig ourselves into a deeper hole. And it's harder to see what is reality, what's real. Our emotions get all tangled up. Our patience goes out the window. And any hope that's left will only suffice for waking in the morning. Ever felt that? Where you can barely get out of bed and you get through the day and you crash and then you can barely get out of bed again? It's okay to feel overwhelmed. It's okay not to have all the answers. You pretending that you do is only hurting you more. Feeling overwhelmed can actually be positive. Who would have thought? Being overwhelmed is positive? I've only heard the negative. Anybody I talk to, oh, you shouldn't feel that way. You shouldn't be feeling that way. Whatever you're going through, you shouldn't feel that. Who's to say what you should be feeling? But feeling overwhelmed can actually be positive. This is a time when you can recognize your strengths and your priorities. It's a time where you can sift through your life, rediscover what really matters, and hopefully you're high on that priority list because you matter. You truly do. But usually we're the ones who put us what? On the back burner. We're the last ones to take care of ourselves. And so for you to be listening today, that means you are taking care of yourself, at least a little bit. I know for me personally, it's something I always need to be working on. Finding that me time and not feeling guilty. But when life gets crazy, it's okay to feel overwhelmed. You see, during this time, you can find comfort and courage knowing that God's got this. Psalm 121 verses 1 through 2 says this, I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. God's strength, his stability, and his power is greater than anything we can harness ourselves. But we try, don't we? We try to do it all by ourselves. We don't want to ask for help. Stop trying to be Superwoman and saving the world all by yourself. It's okay to feel overwhelmed and lean on Christ. He wants to be your rock, your shield, your protector. However, sometimes we get in the way of God. We do. We step into his plan thinking that, oh, I've got this. I got this. Have you seen my goal list? Have you checked out what I am going to finish in these next 3 months for 2016? Do you know what I want for my children? You got it all planned out. We get in the way of God. We try to impact him and saying, you know what, this is really what I want, so you need to give me what I want. Instead of in turn asking, what do I need? My help comes from you. Give me guidance. Give me direction. Show me the way I should go. We act like we are in complete control. I know I do. Control is something that I have had to learn to give up on. And say, you know what? I can't control everybody. The only thing I can personally control is myself. And when we're trying to be superwoman, we're trying to control everything and we're trying to save the world. It's not up to us to save the world. It's up to us to allow Christ to work through us to save the world. But it's his doing, not ours. Until we ask for help, God sits back waiting for your attention. It's not that he wants to see you struggle and hurting. He's walked this earth. He's played in the mud. He knows what it's like to be spoken ill of, said bad things, rumors spread, not getting where he wants to go when he wants to get there. He knows what it feels like. He knows right where you are. So why not ask for his help? He's waiting. Your overwhelm is an opportunity to see what God has planned for you. Overwhelm, opportunity? Yes, they can go hand in hand. But unfortunately, most of the time, our head is stuck in the sand. We're worried about what is right in front of us instead of looking at the bigger picture. It's hard because sometimes we think, oh, wait, if I look at the bigger picture, I'm going to be scared and I'm going to run away from everything. And then I feel like if I'm overwhelmed, I'm just going to dig my head in the sand because I'll feel safer there. What's working for you? Is any of it working for you? Let your overwhelm be an opportunity to see what God has planned for you. Talk to him today. Reach out when overwhelm sets in. God is wanting to be your superhero. I pray that God will richly bless you more than you can imagine. Set your sights on him. I love you so very much. I am praying for you. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.